When it comes to manifestation, there's an important key that I want you to really take into account and really anchor in as a way of being for you. Because as we create, as we set the intention to create, to manifest, to achieve goals, a lot of times we put a lot of anxiety and pressure on ourselves to make it happen. And the reason we do that is because we really identify with having it happen our way. And that usually isn't the case. So that usually isn't how it's going to happen. Sometimes it does on rare occasions, but for the most part, it's important to just really focus on the meat or the main core of what you want to create, what you want to do. So if your intention, say, is to lose 51 pounds, right? And you decided that, I'm going to lose 51 pounds and I'm going to do it by doing CrossFit. I'm going to do it every single day. And I'm going to get up 6 o'clock in the morning and go to the 6:30 class. And, I'm going to work hard at CrossFit. Okay, well, that might not necessarily be the way it actually happens. That is a good start. That is a good plan. But you have to be willing to adjust, because there's a lot of times when people do a lot of fitness stuff to lose weight, but really, if it doesn't include nutrition, how you eat, you're gonna have a rough time at it, right? It's gonna be a little bit more difficult. It could still happen, but it's gonna be more difficult. So as you go along this plan, it is important to be flexible in the plan. I'm not saying be flexible in the goal, be committed to what that goal is, but you gotta be clear as to the core of what that goal is, right? So if your goal is 51 pounds, to lose 51 pounds, then you have to be clear on that. How you get to the goal can be flexible, right? Okay, CrossFit, you're gonna go to a bunch of fitness classes, great. If you're noticing though, you're not moving at a nice pace, if you're not getting the results, or you're not seeing the results in a realistic, pace, then you have to adjust. And the adjustment may look like, okay, maybe I need to eat cleaner. So then you start eating cleaner and you start seeing more results. Then you start eating even more cleaner. And then you start seeing more results. And maybe you incorporate some other kinds of workouts as well. So it's important that you are flexible, but that's not the gist of this message, right? The real point is what I want you to do to eliminate the anxiety, the pressure of reaching that goal, is to, one, use a technique that I call from the future back to now, where you do think about the future, and the future is something that you see and you claim as a commitment for yourself, right? You guarantee the results of that goal for yourself. How you get there is where you are flexible. But what's more important is what you are doing now, what you're doing now, okay? The now is the GPS of where you're going. Because if you're not taking action now, if you're not in the now, when you're taking this action to create this result, then you're gonna have a hard time at it. So be present to what you are doing now. Even enjoy it with the presence of now, of that intention of being in the now. Because if you are not enjoying it, if you're not in the moment, if you're not enjoying the workouts, if you're not enjoying the food, if you're not enjoying the relationships or the conversations or the connections, whatever it is that pertains to your goal, then you're going to lose sight of the goal. And you're going to basically mess with the time frame of when you achieve that goal. So bringing yourself back to the now is very important. Have a plan. What I like to do is, yes, I sit in front of a big billboard or a plasterboard or a whiteboard or even a cardboard, and I write down the goal. And then I reverse engineer my goal and I say, okay, this is the goal. This is how I want to achieve that goal. Then I finally get back to the point of where I am now, right? At this time, this current time right now at this moment, and ask myself, okay, what is the next step? Now, I totally disregard every other step after the next step, okay? I just simply focus on the next step. So in other words, I don't keep that board up for me to see every single day, because it becomes so heavy and overwhelming when you're looking at this, you know, plan and you're seeing this big picture of like, oh my God, how I'm going to achieve this thing because there's so many steps involved. Well, if I just focus on the next step, which is simply just being committed to getting up at 6 a.m. to go to the gym. If that's the next step, then fine. I master that step, you know, for a certain time frame, 30 days. Then once I feel comfortable and I feel like I mastered that step, then you go on to another step. And then you just simply focus on that step and think of nothing else, you know? Mainly just kind of keep that goal in the back of your mind as to why you're doing it, but you should be enjoying the moment. You should be enjoying what you're doing, not just seeking to reach that goal without the enjoyment of the now. So be present in the now. Make sure that you are constantly enjoying yourself, having a good time, and you are being in the moment. Because yeah, unfortunately, tomorrow isn't promised, even though tomorrow is likely. So you want to be in the now just in case it's your time, right? And if it isn't your time, then you are one day closer to reaching your goal. So remember, be in the now, okay? Think about the future, but bring that back to now and focus mainly on the now in order for you to create the future that you want. Peace and abundance always.